Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jen Hoff, the CEO of Taffy, the exhibition company that puts on coverings. And this morning's the first day of the covering show. Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We're getting ready to kick off the keynote, and the show opens at 10 o'clock this morning. We're here at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
We're in Atlanta. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a kind of a neat venue. You go every other year back to your base kind of in Orlando. And the show's not quite as big when it's in Atlanta, but they fixed some things as far as there's no railroad tracks between the two halls, so it's easy to go.
It's contiguous space. It's great.
Yeah. And also this Olympic Park that's down here downtown. It's a beautiful morning, by the way. A little brisk. But the hotels that are surrounded there, it's actually probably one of the more convenient locations for people to get up in their hotel room and come to the space, don't you think?
Yes, and I participate on the client advisory board here for the convention center, and they have a new hotel, Hilton Signa, and they are really looking at the surrounding area and revitalizing, and that is the whole community coming together here in Atlanta.
All right, let's cover the basics. Most people know Coverings is focused on the ceramic tile industry. It's owned by five trade associations, the Italians, the Spanish, the USA, which is Tile Council of North America, the Contractors Association, which is the NTCA, and the Distributors Association, which is the CTDA. And so since it's owned by people who make their living in this business, it's free to come to the show and it's free to attend the education, right?
That is correct. Yes, we want to bring everybody together. All the distributors, the architects, the fabricators, everybody comes together. The press is here, obviously. All the exhibitors from over 40 countries. We have over 1,000 exhibitors, so it's a great group.
That's my next question, size and scope of this year. Like we said, Orlando's usually your biggest show. You're not in Orlando, you're in Atlanta, but you're up considerably since the last time you were in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, we're going to surpass 20,000 attendees, and we're trending about 30% ahead in the registrations. Obviously, we won't know till after the show where it ends up, but we're going to have a great crowd here. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Compared to other shows that I go to, another thing neat about this show is the booths are large. The exhibitors choose to show vignettes. They show their products, you know, in a room environment versus showing product displays. So instead of looking like a retail environment, it actually looks like a kitchen or a bath or an outdoor space, right?
It's spectacular, and I think it's the main stake of the show. We have a lot of other things going on, but those booths are just spectacular.
Another stat I like to point out is 70% of the tile consumed in this country is made in other countries. So a lot of import products. And so this has, as a matter of fact, walking over this morning, a lot of different languages being spoken. This is really an international show, and more than half of the exhibitors are from other countries, right?
Yes, I think it's about 60 or 70% of the exhibitors on the floor are from other countries, and we work with them. And when we organize the show, we bring in a lot of people who speak other languages, and we are happy to have everybody here and doing big business, and we're excited.
Another thing that's different about this show, sense of the European flair, is Europeans like to entertain in their space. So you come into a booth and they say, let me get you a coffee. You see that more at this show than you do any of the other shows I go to in the U.S.
Exactly. It's definitely a relationship building show. People take their time. They have a cup of coffee in the booth. They can sit down and have very serious meetings. It's transactional in some regards, but it's the European feel at this American show.
All right, let's talk about the things not to miss, some of the highlights, things that are going on. I know you have a women's lounge and you have an outdoor oasis. Take us through some of those things.
Oh, yeah. The women's lounge, we have a number of women's organizations that are banding together, and we're putting a lounge together where you can network with your peers. We don't exclude men in that lounge. We have a lot of different activations in there. And we've reimagined our Coverings Lounge, and it's going to be the outdoor oasis. So we've created an environment where when you go and check that out, it's a place you can sit down, have a cup of coffee. We'll have some events there throughout the week, and it's going to be really exciting in there.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. It's indoor, even though this is a beautiful day today, it could have been outdoors, but although it's indoors, it kind of has the look and feel of an area around a swimming pool. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And you can barbecue. We don't have it activated, but there's barbecue and Adirondack chairs and all kinds of things. But we are going to host the Young Professionals panel in there and some other exciting happy hour. Check it out for sure.
I like to point out that you have an outdoor space because this material, ceramic and stone, is actually waterproof and can be used outdoors. You know, unlike some claims from other products that say they're waterproof, This is the original. And it's kind of neat today is Earth Day because this product, the man-made product, is baked dirt. I mean, it's made of natural materials, right?
Exactly. And we're celebrating that. And the outdoor area specifically, all those products lend themselves to durability, sustainability, and beauty.
Give us a few more of the highlights, Jen.
Okay. We have several targeted stages on the floor. We have an installation and innovation stage, a fabricator stage, trends and solutions, and artisan. We also have the Stone Fabricators Allowances having their cage on the floor, and their cage is a really exciting area where they actually do live demonstrations and classes as well. So there's a lot of education this year, and we're just really looking forward to taking people on tours of the show floor and letting them loose in the beautiful booths.
And you have a VIP event at the Georgia Aquarium tonight, right?
Yes, that's a press event, and we get everybody together, and it's a good time for the press and their peers to network with the show. We're going to be at the aquarium, and that's one of the highlights of Atlanta. It's going to be a great evening.
Jen, I understand you have some big personal news.
Yes, I got engaged last Friday, so big changes, good things ahead.
Yeah, look at that diamond. It's pure white. I should have brought my glasses. Congratulations. That's great news.
It's so sparkly. I love it. I'm happy as can be.
All right, Jen, it's great to catch up with you. Congratulations on putting together another great show. Again, been talking to Jen Hoff, the CEO of Taffy, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.